Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
This table was in my way. That's why I went around the long way. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That sounded like a suicide note. That sounded like it was very painful, sad. I don't know what was going on there, but we're coming to you once again from the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego! Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's Tuesday, December 26, 2017. And this is our 90th episode this year. And there's no more between now and the first, so this is the last episode of the year, and that means I want to see the best name tags ever. Okay, that's pretty good. So what happened? Why there's hardly okay, there's enough for holy shit. I really, you know, just assume San Diego, they always, you know, go crazy with the name tags. But it's the holidays, right? You're too busy rapping shit? Opening shit? Okay. That was really shocking. It really looked like there was three name tags. I was like, congratulations, you three. You're going to be chosen. But we'll talk about Steeplejuice in a little bit and what went wrong with his name tag. We've got The Passion of the Krista with lots of those chocolate sticks, pretzel sticks, Pocky?
Yeah.
You got, and you put a bunch of them on there and they say, Pocky me. Pocky me. And then what does it say on the Doritos?
What kind of cheese is mine?
What kind of cheese is mine?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese. Not your... Listen, young man. It's not your cheese. And then what's this Empire Strikes Matt? Is this one I've seen before?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you won stuff before?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, I have a very good feeling about you being picked tonight. And thank you to everybody who brought these tiny, flimsy piece of shit name tags. I love you. I like everybody who just showed up tonight. It's the day after Christmas and, you know, the holiday taint, as I like to call it, is just getting started. We're in the tip of the taint. Doug plugs. The taint shows continue tomorrow night in Irvine, California. You guys been there? Yeah. Yep. None of you like it. I get that. They got a place there called the Speculums. The Spectrum. The Spectrum. It's got a Ferris wheel and a gynecologist's office. And I will be there tomorrow night and Thursday night for stand-up comedy shows, and I always urge them to bring their name tags to those shows so they can play a game with me at the end, and then they don't. I take it back. A few people bring them, but hopefully lots of people will be hip to it this time. And then next Tuesday, January 2nd, is the first Doug Loves Movies in 2018. I'll be back at UCB Franklin in Los Angeles at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, not 9:30. So if you're driving up from San Diego, that is going to be rough. Has anybody ever come up for a show in LA from here? Yeah. And either like an afternoon one or a late night one, right?
I would go to At Midnight first.
You went to At Midnight, then you come see me. Ah, I like that. All right. Thanks for bringing that canceled show up. Tuesday, January 9th, Getting Doug with High returns to the Troubadour in West Hollywood. Me and my guests will just get high in front of a crowd in a rock club. It's always fun. And Doug Loves Movies is back at Cap City in Austin on Saturday, January 13th at 4:20. And I'm doing stand-up in Oxnard, California at Levity Live on Wednesday, January 17th. Have any of you ever gone as far as Oxnard? Yeah? Then stopped right there? No better name place in the world. A friend of mine used to have a joke about how they name Oxnard, and then he would mime that he was using a bull in the fields plowing, right? And then he'd look down at the bull's balls, or and that's why they named it Oxnard. So stupid. And I'm happy to say that the Valentine's Day tradition continues. Doug Loves Movies is back here at the American Comedy Company on Wednesday, February 14th, also at 8 o'clock, and tickets are on sale now. Yeah, so I generally don't like people using their devices during a show. Most comedy clubs don't allow it. But if you want to get online and buy tickets right now, I will not yell at you. Or you could say that's what you're doing while you're texting your friends or checking shit on IMDb. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Let's look at the prize bag. I brought a big Christmassy bag. It's the day after Christmas. I know you guys are here, so you can't do it right now, but take down your fucking Christmas lights. Let's, you know, if we're going to win this war on Christmas, it shouldn't last so long. Keep it tight. Let's have a tight Christmas. Well, that's a good song for like, that's like a dirty Christmas song. I want a tight Christmas. All I want is a tight Christmas. I love to do this now that I discovered that so many hotels have these in the cities I go to. A magazine none of you have ever read, San Diego Magazine. Yeah, I'm gonna get you hooked. Whoever wins the prize bag tonight is suddenly going to be like, I want to know all there is to know about San Diego in monthly installments. I put in the prize bag the Santa hat I wore on all 8 episodes of Tate Crazy Nights. For one final time, I'll do the graduation elf joke. This is an elf graduating. That's it. There's a limited number of people who got to see that. What the hell was going on there? This is the thing I was gifted from the company that makes Getting Doug with High. I don't know why I opened it. You could tell what it is just from the packaging. It's called Swell, and it's a bottle, you know, that you carry around like a weirdo. And, I mean, a person that cares about the environment or wants
hot drinks hot for 12 hours or cold drinks cold for 24 hours? Yeah. I don't want either of those things. I'm pretty content with city life, where I'll just find whichever temperature water I want and enjoy it at my leisure wherever I want. But this is a swell gift, if you ask me. And then, oh, fuck. This is a... I love this. Over on Market Street, there's a hipster... I don't know if hipsters go there, but it's pretty hip-seeming sushi place called Bang Bang. And I had some sake there, and I stole the little tiny sake cup. Because I love... I don't know. I'm crazy. Like, there's something about drinking from such a tiny cup makes you feel like you're not drinking very much. You know, like, I'll get a big, giant carafe of sake or a whole bottle of it, and I'll drink it this much at a time and still drink all of it, but still feel like I somehow... Oh, even ice cubes really fill it up. But I'm just wondering if I should get one of these to just carry around in my pocket and whenever I'm in a bar, just drink my vodka out of it. Oh, that's delightful. Kind of tastes like sake. Does sake stick to the glass? Like, does the taste remain in the glass? Or does the glass have a... All right, well, when I'm finished drinking all that out of there, I'm going to put that back in the prize bag. And... Speedweed gave me a bunch of cool stuff, including a 420 bar. It's a medible cannabis milk chocolate bar with 200 milligrams of THC in it. And everyone here, if you win this tonight, you can't legally enjoy it until January 1st. Just had to throw that out there. Do what you want. And then... But the recreational pot shops aren't, they didn't do it right, so they're not going to open right on January 1st here in California. Do you guys know about this? I know, right? Yeah, you still got your medal. Nobody cares. Oh, really? There's a delay in me going from a different place? That's like if a downtown 7-Eleven were closed. Oh, okay. Guess I'm shit out of luck. No one else has Slim Jims. I'm finally trying to get rid of all of my little tiny Christmas peacemaker pipes because they're Christmassy, or they look like a peppermint candy, whatever you prefer. But it's all pretty Christmassy to me. I want to try to get rid of all of them by January 1st. So I'm putting one of them in the prize bag. But then who here wants one? That gentleman? That nice lady? That dude? No. Just make eye contact and then say, ready, dude, ready? Okay, your hands ready. Yay. Yay. Putting them right in hands. That's how I do it. I was shitty at sports in school, and now as an adult, I love being good at it. Kind of. Right in the hand. All right. Block your faces if you don't want to get hit in the face with a little piece of rubber. He said at the whorehouse. One more kind of close one. Where's the kind of close person? I don't want to fucking murder anybody with these little thingies. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to give out a bunch more. I'm going to toss them into the crowd tomorrow night in Irvine. They're going to go nuts because everyone there is rich and don't care. Let's get my guests out here. Holy crap. It fell on the ground, my script. Oh, shit. I think the same thing has happened at the same club before. But last time it happened, the eagle swooped down, picked it up in his mouth, and I had to make up the whole thing. We should come up with a name for this guy. Sam, maybe? Sam the American Eagle. Eddie the Eagle. Okay, these are great suggestions of other eagles. I want a name for this fucking guy. We'll work on it. I'll take it back to the office tomorrow. What's that? Benson the Eagle. Getting warmer. No, that's stupid. I don't want more suggestions. I was joking around. What was it? Al? Shut up! What is that again? No, I got it. Where are you? Hold your hand up, that lady. Here you go. Ready? Yay. Donuts hit the floor all the time. These dumb rubber pipes, it don't matter if they touch the floor. Everybody's catching them. It's crazy. All right, let's give a big warm welcome to... we got two oldbies and a newbie. It's Ngayu Bila, Mike Schramm, and Jacob Siroff! Oh, and everybody's food just arrived, too.
So put it here, bring it here.
Yeah, bring it.
We'll just pass it around.
He's
the front row.
He's just setting it up in the... Oh, here you go. Can you? Yeah, might as well. I mean, hopefully people won't chew on Mike. No,
chew
no, don't give it to me. I don't want any of it. Don't give me all of it. What kind of server are you? You're not. You're in charge. Yeah. Ngayo's got this. Do we need
we have a stool?
There's
stool
we got
right
one.
Here.
We might, maybe another one might be helpful. Yeah, we'll see.
Holiday spread.
What are you doing? I'm good. Thank you. It's like fucking with the prize bag. I'm gonna have to start wearing it in a briefcase with a
handcuff.
Handcuff.
Right, like a Blues Brother harmonica.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's
I'm getting great. Old, you guys.
Yeah, that was a great reference for all the people that are not millennials. But they still play that movie all the time.
All
on
the time.
TV cable.
TBS.
Yeah. Let's meet our guests individually as they enjoy their various food things.
Are these pretzels? Is that what this is here?
I believe that's pretzels.
I think
pretzels.
So. Those are pretzels. Those long ass.
They look.
Hey, let's have a salty dildo. Yeah.
I think there's a bar around here called that.
Yeah.
It's like a
right around
kielbasa covered in maple syrup.
The other side of the double deuce. Let's say hello, everybody, to a first-timer who I barely know. I just met him tonight, but I have great, great feelings about this man. It's Mike Schramm, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Sounds famous. Much. Sounds famous already.
Right? Mike Schramm. Who doesn't know Mike Schramm?
That's right. Two syllables back-to-back. Get it
He's
over
got
with
a couple thousand followers on the Twitter.
It's true. I have a solid amount of Twitter followers.
Yeah, usually when people are like, hey, Doug, have me on your show. I look at their Twitter following and it says -3. Like, it's not even possible to have that number. And yeah, but you have a bit of a following, but tell everybody why.
Thank you. Yes. Mainly it's because I used to be a blogger. I used to write for a site called joystick.com, which is a site about video games. It was, there you go. One person has heard of it. Thank you very much. And then I've
that
also...
That means 100 have.
There you go.
In the world.
In the world entirely. I also worked on a site called The Unofficial Apple Weblog, and I'm an actor, I'm an improviser, I'm a writer. I do improv here in San Diego, Sweet Home San Diego, at a place called Finest City Improv, which is a great theater up at the Lafayette Hotel. And that's pretty much it.
Oh, and it's a great name too, because this is the finest city according to what they call it.
I mean,
that's the slogan. That's the official slogan. The finest city.
The finest city improv in the finest city. It's finest city improv. It's great. Yeah. So check it out. It's a lot of fun. And if you're in San Diego, if you're from San Diego, or you come down here, it's well worth checking out some improvised comedy and seeing stuff up there. So thank
you're
you
like
very
an
much.
Ambassador.
Yeah,
I am.
That was impressive.
Check out improvised comedy, because what we're doing here is completely scripted by David Mamet.
What I wanted to say, there's one thing that I wanted to make sure that I said on this show, and there's one thing that I want to make sure that
I want to make it a true daily double, because it's the wrong show.
True daily double. Oh, I'll save that for next time.
I like a salty dildo.
I did want to say, Doug Benson has put out a ton of shows this year, and thank you very much, Doug, for all your great work this year and all the shows that you've done. Thank you!
That is so sweet.
I feel like I'm coming to this as a fan, and so as a fan, I just want to say, and I think everyone in this room and everyone listening appreciates it, thank you all for all your great work all
this
year.
Well, thank you. There's two or three people here that don't listen to it at all.
Oh, well.
Yeah, there's people here who have spouses that are obsessed. Friends that drag them down here, because people don't like to go to play things alone. And I always say, come to Doug Those Movies alone. You will make friends, because everyone's super nice. Yeah.
Especially if you smoke weed.
Well, that's just another layer.
That's why I show up.
That's right. Let's hear it for Ngaio Bilam!
This is the day when all the Canadians give their old weed to the less fortunate, right? Hot boxing day?
A Canada joke as far from the border as you can be.
Yeah, but I saw
we're very close to a border.
I enjoyed that tweet today when you tweeted that sort of reference, and
I refined it a little bit for the stage.
Exactly, but I enjoyed it then, and I enjoyed it now, and it's Boxing Day in Canada. I'd be remiss if we didn't mention it.
Yeah, it's also the first day of Kwanzaa, so.
Now, does Kwanzaa, is Kwanzaa like Kwanzaa. Hanukkah and like floats?
Kinda. It's
It's more like the Holocaust. It's not real.
Why do you start? Didn't we have a discussion? We had a discussion before the show.
Wait till I introduce you, Mel Gibson.
Anti-Mel.
Nothing like Jewish Mel hates Holocaust me. Deniers. As I was saying... Kwanzaa is a 7-day celebration, and each day has a theme, right? So today's theme is Umoja, which is unity, and then there's other ones like self-determination, collective responsibility, cooperative economics, creativity, faith, self-determination. It goes on and on.
How many days?
Seven.
Seven, okay.
It ends on January 1st, and then you celebrate each theme.
Well, it's always at the same time.
You're supposed to
time.
Give a gift, a small gift, not a giant one, but a small gift every day along one of the themes. We don't really do that.
I thought you said like today's theme was emoji. I was like...
Yes.
Finally,
today's yeah.
laughing woman.
Everybody
is emoji.
Sits down and watches the emoji movie.
We've updated it for the millennials.
All right. Also joining us, and this is we're at a crossroads with this gentleman.
Controversial.
This is a very exciting time. It's Jacob Siroff.
Yeah.
Cool. Real quick, Doug, because I know you got something to do. I have to say I'm having a real like serendipitous day with Ngaio, and I haven't even told him this yet. But today, earlier today, I tweeted. I woke up and I made a tweet that I thought was kind of funny, but I knew it was really like weed inside baseball. And it was like that Keefe is basically the Tobiko of weed. Well,
Tobiko, yeah. I saw the word Tobiko. Didn't know what it meant. Scrolled down to the next
tweet. It's the sushi. It's the fish eggs they put on top of the sushi.
Yeah, I didn't know what it meant. Right. The joke meant nothing to me. I figured it was probably a solid joke, but no laugh from me.
Right.
Moving on.
And I knew that was going to happen, but in my mind when I tweeted, I thought, at best, maybe Ngaio will like this.
I love that joke.
And then within 5 minutes, he liked it, and then I went over to Facebook, opened it, and it says, hey, you and Ngaio have been friends for 9 years today, right? Then I texted Doug, and I said, who's on the show today? And he said, Ngaio and a rando, Marlon Rando over here.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Rando Calrissian is here.
Yeah, Rando Calrissian. That's a better one. But anyway, so that's, I don't know, maybe something special's fated to happen with us tonight.
I'm apparently your plate of shrimp $6.99 from Repo Man right now.
Anyway, so.
I'm just going to keep doing them. I don't give a shit.
Well, it's for things like that there's some people that don't care for Jacob out there. And
is that why?
You don't
they
say.
They think he wastes a lot of time not talking about movies. No. You brought it up on one of the 12 Guests of Christmas shows in Los Angeles that somebody out there started a thing. We did Tate Crazy Nights. So somebody suggested... How's it go? A year of
people are like
year off of Siroff.
Right.
Yes, hashtag, year off of Siroff.
Hashtag year off Siroff is the hashtag.
Year off of Siroff. And so certainly let's start that as a hashtag. That's that's fun. But I was also thinking, you know what? Let's really take this to the people, because I think, as you could tell by the ovation when he walked out tonight, and just
well,
in,
and I'm a fan of the show, and I told him backstage, solidly pro Siroff I am, and I mean I know there's dozens of us out there as well, solidly people who appreciate Jacob Siroff on the show, and glad that he's here.
All right, thank you, Mr. Calrissian. My point is, I think we should let Mike and other listeners that have strong feelings about this. Much like the way Andy Kaufman was voted off of Saturday Night Live, I want to start a campaign where Jacob does not get to come back on the show in 2018 unless I receive individual tweets with the hashtag...
it has to be as catchy as...
Year off of Siroff is the hashtag. I need to get those. I'll keep track. I need to have people tweet at me. 500 different people have to say, I want Jacob back. Starting
how about
tonight.
The Jacob Must Stay Club?
There you go. Yeah, because you need a well, hashtag that
okay,
is.
Okay, but
just
the trouble
as good
is you need
zero.
One hashtag to put the whole thing in perspective. And if people write both, then I don't know which one they're voting for. So so just tell me that you don't want hashtag a year off of Siroff, or you do want hashtag a year off of Siroff. And the other one's clever, but I got this.
Fine.
All right.
did you give him the number already, Doug?
Just trying to help.
And then did I say 500 people?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So there's like 100. So there's about 100 here tonight. So that's a great start because everybody here is super into you.
Sexy.
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm realizing now that you're gonna say something. Between now and the end of the show, where people are going to be like, oh, do I want to vote or do I not want to vote? But yeah, so thank you, Jacob, for putting up with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
This stunt. It's a stunt.
We'll see how the next few Holocaust jokes go.
We'll see. We'll see how long it takes before the people demand that you come back. Because I do believe we'll get there eventually. I wouldn't do this if I thought you'd be gone forever.
Okay.
But I also don't mind waiting until 2019.
But when...
We'll have two more Star Wars movies to talk about.
I thought
when you come back in January of 2019.
When you told me the idea, I thought you were going to say like 40.
Not 40 people?
40 people, and I thought,
we got to make it a number, dude.
500.
Yeah, 500 okay. people. I think you'll get there.
500 days
yeah.
of zero.
I will say if you're going to vote for Jacob to come back.
Jacob, as Rando Calrissian, I will say, I've got a bad feeling about this.
I will say, I think my supporters are like Trump supporters. They lie at the polls because they're ashamed to admit it, but secretly they're a fan.
But I think they're also, I just announced prior to bringing you guys on that I'll be back here next month. And so I think that's also just people are like, okay, we don't need him here next month. He can be back on the show eventually. But he's always a good sport about driving down from L.A., and so we don't want to risk that. Because also it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Who needs the Holocaust jokes on Valentine's Day? Nobody.
My mother literally died on Valentine's Day.
What?
Yeah. I know. That's a great. Really? Can I get some sympathy hashtags?
You're saying it with the biggest smile
on
your face.
No, it's true. She died on Valentine's Day. It's just saying it's not like a special, it's not like a, whenever I've been in like relationships, it's like, hey, maybe you should get me some flowers. This is my day. My mom died, 98, Valentine's Day.
I'm just enjoying my new affectation where I'm going to be a guy who shows up with a sake glass and insists on drinking vodka out of it. Mixed with soda, not just straight vodka. It's
Japanese,
a cocktail in a sake glass.
Japanese and German, next to the Holocaust denier. This is great. This is great. So worth the 10-hour drive from Sacramento. It is. I love it here. Listen, though, you guys are spraying the streets for hepatitis right now? Is that what's going on in downtown San Diego?
Is that that's true?
I saw a sign. It was, it was crazy. Soylent Green is people, everybody.
New strain, hepatitis SD.
I mean, I love San Diego. I had a tattoo down here one time, but before the outbreak.
All right, here's a new hashtag, goodbye, Ongayo.
Not Ungayo through Ohio. We can play Cincinnati, Cleveland, Akron, Toledo.
Let's. We got to do prize bag talk, guys. Let's start with Mike. What'd you bring for the bag for your first appearance?
A sizable amount of things for the first appearance. I feel like I had to get the crowd.
It's too much. It's too much.
On my side today.
Something from the finest city, perhaps?
I do. I have a couple things from the finest city in that they're from my apartment, and I decided to share them with you all. The probably the best thing I have, Cards Against Humanity does a holiday bullshit thing every year where you pay them $15, and then they take your money, and they do a bunch of great stuff with it. They bought a section of the border wall so Trump couldn't build on it this year. That was awesome. And they redistributed the money. Like, they took it from the top.
That's what stopped him, by the way.
I'll take it.
He's still going to build the rest of the wall in a second now.
So one of the things that I put in here, and I don't know if I have it, but it's in the bag, I promise. It is a home game ticket to the Joliet Sluggers. Are you a big fan of the Joliet Sluggers? They bought...
I'm guessing that's your ride home.
Doug, I'm walking home tonight. They bought the naming rights to the stadium. It's called Cards Against Humanity Sports Place, and they gave everybody a ticket to a Joliet Sluggers game. I will not be anywhere near Joliet this coming year, so I'm giving it away to you all, and I hope that someone can take the ticket and deliver it to someone who is closer to Joliet or is in Joliet and can go to the game. So
Joliet,
that's what I'm going to do.
Illinois.
Send it, yeah, Joliet, Illinois. Okay. Send it down to
Joliet, Jake, and Elwood Blues.
See, like the Blues Brothers. Okay.
Why are you pointing at him? I said it.
You were both together.
You both together.
I'm just saying, I also hate Illinois Nazis.
So I have a ticket for the Joliet Slammers game. I have
that made you accidentally say Illinois.
Yeah, it's true.
I have a video game called Broken Age. It's all sealed. It's a special edition of a great game called Broken Age. I have a board game called You've Been Sentenced, which I have never played. Was given to me a couple years ago.
I've heard that.
That's based on the popular TV show The High Court.
And the reason I brought it,
get high and play again, court games.
The reason I brought it is because on the back of the thing they mentioned that it can be played as a drinking game, so I figured you guys would enjoy that. And then
what are you trying to say?
It says on the front, seriously hilarious.
It is. There you go.
Like, and it's not fucking around about how much fun it's gonna be.
Coming out of your goddamn ears.
You know, that's all very funny. It also says over 20 national awards won. This is a major award-winning game that you can have. By if I win,
and
I guess
there's like more than one or two fucking awards for games.
I know for a fact
there are board game awards.
I know there are over 20 for sure. And then I've got some T-shirts from my old podcast, which is no longer on. It's called The Incredible Podcast of Amazing Awesomeness, and I got a couple shirts for you to wear. We went a little subtle with the name because we didn't want to oversell it. So Tipwa is what we call it for short. So there you go. Those T-shirts also are no longer being sold. They're hard to find. So if nothing else, you can eBay them.
Someone's looking for them, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. eBay them for a couple bucks, whatever you can sell a T-shirt for.
Thank you, dude.
Thank you very much.
That is a big bag of stuff.
Mike Schramm.
I can tell from his really nerdy prizes he's going to be good at this.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I am Jacob. Thrilled. What do you have?
Okay. So I'm eating a chicken finger, which. I have. You do the Loot Crate thing, right? You're big on Loot Crate.
Yeah. They sponsor the show a lot.
Well, I can't afford it, but I brought a friend with me.
You got to order more than 19th. Otherwise, that's the cutoff. It's over.
Are they're ending?
No, every month.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, I have a friend that signed up for it, and they didn't. I brought them with me, and I made them give me prizes for the prize bag.
Oh, okay.
They got in for free, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know how you work it with your.
That's
friends.
What I do. Free, you know, you probably get to smoke weed with Doug Benson. You get in for free, but you got to give me prizes for the bag. That's my.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. So
just tell us what the fuck is in the bag.
I got a Lilu Dallas multipass.
Year off of Zero.
All right. You said you were on my side, Doug.
I know, and I'm saying the hashtag that I want people to vote for you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, there's a Lilu multipass.
Whoa!
From Fifth Element.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
Remember, she said that it was really cute. She was like, "Multipass."
Yeah,
that was a fun moment.
Lilu Dallas, Multipass.
That goes all the way back to the Fifth Element.
I also got a cool Avengers Incredible Hulk from Age of Ultron.
Okay.
Ooh. Pretty cool figure, some kind of figure.
Nice.
And I bought the Pokeball. Our friends at Pokeball, they gave us the
That's the travel Pokeball.
It's all right.
Is that it?
No, that's it. But I have something else that's really cool inside the... this is just a little weed thing.
Did you ever see the all-black cast of American Beauty?
That's a...
I think they did it. Did it in Brooklyn. It was a stage play.
It was just called... It was like The Wiz for American Beauty. So that's a little just thing to put your weed in.
The and listeners then, are going to have no idea what just happened.
I know. Should we tell them?
Nope. No.
No, okay. No.
Well,
that's why you got to come to the show. Uh-oh, the Hulk's coming out of the box.
No, he's not, but I just use this to... I have a 7-year-old son, and I asked him to make a drawing of the Doug Loves Movies logo to give away.
For reals?
Yeah, and I showed it to him for like about 3 seconds yesterday. Then today he goes, hey, I want to do that. And I go, you want to see the thing? He goes, no, I got it. He'd seen the logo once, and after 3 seconds, he drew this.
Hey!
So that's pretty cool. He did that off memory. I thought it was pretty cool. It says,
yeah, why is it here and not on your refrigerator?
Because I wanted to give it away.
Oh, and also because you think it's funny that he wrote Douge Loves Movies. Yeah.
Douge Loves Movies.
Take a picture of that before you give it away, though. So we can.
That's a good idea. I should.
Yeah,
anyway.
Take a picture of that with a Kodak, or better yet, take a picture of me with a Kodak. I can rhyme as good as Pitbull. All right, thank
cool.
you for all,
all right, all right.
I waited for you to go last, Ngaio, because you usually bring what I think is the best possible thing to contribute.
I brought marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
California law. California law allows a person over the age of 21 to give another person over the age of 21 marijuana. So I have number 110. Ooh, and number 432. These are two samples from the Emerald Cup. I was a judge at the Emerald Cup Outdoor Organic Cannabis Competition. 110 has notes of tangerine. And 432 is covered in crystals, fucking greasy, and it smells like gas. I was a little underwhelmed by the flavor, but the appearance and the effects were really, really nice. So... And then we can smoke it. And then I have some other weed, too, if you just want to try weed later. So, but you got to win.
All right, pass that down. Great, great job. Oh, 2 for 2.
I was going to put it. All right, whatever. And now. Oh, sorry.
Jacob, you're already used to picking stuff up. We might as well. Thank you. All right, so all of that is going into, we got multiple bags. And congratulations.
Multi-bags. Lilo Dallas, multi-bags.
That's very similar to the pass that he just showed.
It's very similar.
All right, so we've got right. Hashtag Goodbye Ngaio. You're off of Siroff. And Scram Shram.
Nice. Smoke Doug under the rug.
And I got a question, Mike, that you, since you listened to the show, I think you probably thought in your head I should have the answer to this ready to go. But also you're an improviser, so maybe you'll just come up with something off the top of your dome. But what was the last movie you saw?
I saw a movie that you can tell me whether this counts or not. It was on Netflix called Bright, a new movie out on Netflix.
But Netflix
Bright.
Movies are movies, unfortunately. I mean,
it's
you know,
film.
They do throw them into movie theaters for little brief runs so that they could be get award consideration and whatnot. But I've heard very mixed things about Bright. I take that back. I don't talk to anybody who liked it.
It's
but,
bad. Yeah, it's been bad. It's been the reviews are bad. I will say I am not as controversial as the man next to me, but I did enjoy Suicide Squad, which is David Ayer's movie right before Bright. I liked it. Not a lot of people liked it.
I did.
You did like it? Well, there you go. But
his Bright, best. I liked the End of Watch is my favorite.
End of Watch. Yeah.
David Ayer's movie.
And I like what
the Tank one. Did you do the Tank one?
Yeah, with the face.
Fury.
That was good, too, because Shia LaBeouf took out one of his teeth because he thought his character would be missing a tooth. And that made that movie so much better. Totally worth it to have a fake tooth for the rest of his life. He'll play another character that, or maybe he thought it was going to be a franchise. Maybe he's like, well, this is going to be a trilogy, so I don't mind losing a tooth.
Tooth reminds me that Will Smith is in Bright.
Wait. Oh, tell the tooth?
Yeah, there you go. Too fast. But But I did really enjoy
Too Furious.
But I got a kick out of it, and I think what I like about it is that David Ayer, he puts this silly-looking makeup on people, and these sort of, and the effects are pretty good, but he puts this pretty silly, but then he treats it like it's the most serious thing in the apps in the world. So like in Bright, there's a police officer in L.A. who is an orc, and his makeup looks pretty goofy, but the movie treats it like, all right, this is the most serious character
we're going to play. It's a great actor, isn't it? Owen Edgerton?
Joel Edgerton. Yeah, yeah, he's good. He's a great actor. It's great.
But no, Doug, Joel Edgerton played Uncle Owen in the Star Wars prequels.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's maybe what you were thinking of.
God damn it. We should just... I'm going to change the name of this podcast to Screeching Halt.
Hashtag Screeching Halt. But I liked it. It was a fun movie. It was terrible, and I don't necessarily recommend it. But if you like Suicide Squad or David Ayer's movies, then it's well worth a watch. And they're already making a sequel. They already signed off for it. They're already doing it. That's
it's
how they
terrible.
Do it on Netflix.
I liked it. You might. There you go.
You're welcome.
Incisive criticism from our new friend. But yeah, I'll watch that shit because it's on Netflix. So I'll just like, I'll watch it. But I gotta, you know, it's a little back in my queue at this point. There's a couple things I want to watch first. I want to watch that... Andy Kaufman, Jim Carrey thing.
Yeah.
Ugh. Jim and Andy. I want to look at that. I want to finish season one of Ozark. Yeah. But then I think I'll watch. That's Bright will be next after those things.
I've heard good things about Wormwood as well, which is Errol Morris' documentary. And
so much good. There's another fucking thing. Godless?
Yeah, I saw that.
I hear that's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, good Place.
Jeff Daniels, killer.
Yes,
in
Good
that show.
Place is what I meant to say.
I'm just telling you, it's
Godless.
A good show.
Oh, I see. I thought you were correcting me. Godless, Good Place.
For some people.
Yeah, no, like yeah. That's like a conversation with your grandma. She'd get those two titles mixed up. What was the last movie you saw, Ngaio?
I rewatched with Christmas with my family. We watched Baby Driver, so it was like the fourth time I'd seen that movie. And I, you know, you notice something different every time. The sound mix on that film is just incredible. And what I noticed last night was that the gunshots are all synced up with the soundtrack. They're super rhythmic because I had my back turned because I've seen it a million times. I was washing dishes and I heard the gunfight. I was like, shit, why am I dancing? I was like, oh, it's all synced up. No.
Yeah, and like the sirens sync up in the Queen song. And,
yeah.
It's really...
it's an incredible film.
He did a good job.
It could be my favorite film. Yeah.
It would win more awards if it was a drama, you know, but it's fun, so it does, you know,
this
those
very
movies
dramatic.
Don't win as much. Yeah. What do you need, Jacob?
Oh, I'm trying to get a drink from the server with the black eye.
Go.
The guy with the black eye over here. I don't know. Black. You have a black eye.
Why would it be messed up? Sorry, dude. Yeah, all right. Welcome to San Diego.
Well, so tell him what you want.
Oh, just another one of what I had. It's a Tito's.
Why, how would he know? He's a black guy.
Whoa, what the fuck? Jesus Christ.
It was Tito's and Cranberry. Thanks, man. Sorry. But no, it's a white gentleman with a black eye. And I was just trying to wave at him to get a new drink. And then I saw the black eye and it was really distracting. I was like, what the fuck?
That's the best way you could describe a person. The guy with the beard, maybe. The person who works here in the nice t-shirt.
Or the guy who's just standing right there and you're talking into a microphone to him. Hey, guy with the black eye.
It freaked.
I thought you were talking to someone behind me.
Why would you draw attention to that? Is my point.
Yeah, it
is.
Now we all want to know why he's got a black eye.
That's my point. It's very weird. Is he an MMA fighter or just a shitty waiter?
I assume it's domestic abuse.
Yeah, or that.
I would say mind your business. He's not supposed to talk about Fight Club. Mm.
But he looks like he's married to Brad Pitt.
That's one of the rules. It's a rule.
There's a guy in the front that half chanted "You're off of Siroff to Ngaio."
Half chant.
You're off of Zoom.
Wait, so
United States.
What was your answer?
Baby Driver.
Oh yeah.
Gunshots edited perfectly.
From behind, washing
dishes.
The
sound mix is crazy. They should win Best Sound Mix.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it'll certainly be up for a few of those
audio editing
awards.
Yeah.
So editing.
Whoever the Foley, I'm going to look up the great. Foley artist and send them some cookies or liquor or something. What you like weed? Have some. If you need Foley of a dude smoking weed, call me up. I'll come over.
Jacob.
I also did some
screeching halt.
Some. The name of the show.
I kept it moving. That was a rolling stop.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, what's with your black eye? Like, black eye didn't even want to come back.
He's in a fight in the alley right now. I did some Christmas viewing yesterday, and I did a double feature, so I'll tell you the one I saw second, which was The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Good film.
Ooh.
Fine film.
Yeah, which was a big, big movie for me. Saw it opening night in the theaters as a kid. I was like, the trailer got me, and I like Time Bandits. So
Uma Thurman on a half shell is pretty
what
hot.
Is she like? And I don't, yeah, and she's really young. Like,
oh, not that young, 20s.
19, maybe, I think.
No.
No, she looks really young. I mean, when
she'd already been in stuff. We already knew who she was.
Really?
Like, we'd already saw her boobies in Dangerous Liaisons.
That was first. I guess, yes. Yeah, I guess it was. That was like 85, huh? But, yeah, it's a big movie.
The
it's
more
a big
French I make it sound, the less crass it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly.
That I'm talking about her boobies.
Yeah, you can get that on French daytime television. Yeah, yeah. You say it like that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm bad with years in movies, but that's a good one.
And for me, it's
actually, I like Terry Gilliam.
It's
movies.
My favorite Terry Gilliam. But I learned from watching the Lost in La Mancha film about his failed attempt at making the Don Quixote movie that he hates it and considers it like his greatest failure is Baron Munchausen, and he thinks Time Bandits is like his crown jewel. But I actually
I do
like
love Time Bandits.
I do too, but I like Baron Munchausen a little bit more.
Time Bandits has a little more Monty Python sensibility in it, which I enjoy.
For sure.
Like, in Time Bandits, they're just randomly punching somebody in the face really hard. It's always hilarious.
But it doesn't have a super horny Robin Williams head. Or body. The head was not horny. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that was weird. All right. Wait, so you said you saw two movies?
Spider-Man Homecoming, I watched also.
Hey, I watched that yesterday, too. Good choice.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are really linked up.
I'm telling you. Something's going to happen. We're like Rey and Kylo right now, man.
You're like my nemesis or something.
Doug, are you making this happen? Are you linking us?
Emperor Smoke?
Yes! Got my new Twitter name.
Call me Father Spliffmas.
That's still a good one around the holidays.
Yeah. It's too late now.
Man, Spider-Man.
It's still Kwanzaa.
Spider-Man's so good. I don't
That movie is so good.
So great.
That movie is so good.
You guys
so
link
fun.
Up on everything.
I nerded out on that movie.
I liked it. I liked it very much. I liked, I wish every superhero movie had also Tony Stark. I like Robert Downey Jr. just hanging around. And,
the kid who played Ned was great.
Yeah.
And who's Spider-Man?
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
He's a Brit.
Yeah.
I had no idea. His accent is superb.
They all are these days.
Yeah, you can't be an American.
They are.
You can't trust any actor anymore.
Even the black actors are all Brits now, too.
Do you think Black Panther is, right?
Do you think part of the reason it's so good is because we know that character so well that we've seen all these other movies? Yeah. Do you think it's because they started sort of later?
Well, I hated all three Raimi Spider-Mans. I really liked the first Garfield. I thought the second Garfield was so bad it ruined the first one.
Tale of Two Kitties?
Yeah. You had me confused as well.
Yes. It took me a second, but that was really good. That was really good.
I'm pretty fast when I have my sake.
I agree. Tale of Two Kitties ruined the first Garfield. Go on.
But yeah, Spider-Man's just so good. And I love that he's like got the Iron Man. He's got the heads-up display and the suit that talks to him. He's like Spiron Man.
Yeah.
Spiron Man.
Because when I think about why Homecoming's so good, I'm like, well, Michael Keaton. But it's not even that. Like,
he was
Tom
great.
Holland is real charming and it just works. He is just a great Spider-Man. This is a great Spider-Man.
Michael Keaton was fantastic, though.
He is amazing.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Wow, I kind of wish you guys could just go home now and jerk off to it.
Trying to think which
Too
scene.
Too late.
Do we have enough hashtags?
Another awkward Christmas.
If I can get 500 hashtags, just kidding.
Was it something with Marissa Tomei, or was it?
Oh,
you'll never know. Yeah. She's 53, you guys.
Whoa. Yeah,
we all looked it
I
up.
I call her Aunt May or May not. What? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Not at all.
That was a dumb thing to call a person.
I wish I.
But
may.
She is That's a good. Aunt, she's a good Aunt May.
I wonder who Uncle Ben was.
I'm like excited what? Excited for more of that.
Like what actor that would have been?
Idris Elba.
Joe Pesci, probably.
All right.
Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin!
Now, people were busy for the holidays, so I forgive everybody, but not a lot of name tags for you guys to pour over, but there are enough. And one that lights up. So,
all right.
Oh, what's that over there?
Mr. Stop.
Okay. And so the Jacob went right for it. I knew that might happen. And while you guys are out there perusing and choosing, we'll do a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Audible. Audible offers an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Membership includes one free audiobook a month, exclusive sales, and 30% off all regularly priced audiobooks. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books and can access them anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone. And now Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/Doug and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/DOUG or text DOUG to 500-500 to get started today. Need a recommendation? How about The Bedwetter, Stories of Courage, Redemption, and Pee, written and narrated by past and future DLM guest Sarah Silverman. Oh, I got to get her back on the show sometime soon. Again, just go to audible.com/Doug or text Doug to 500-500 to get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial today. Back to the show.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, we're back. Jacob. Somehow Jacob ended up with two name tags.
Well, the first one, I'm
following the rules is not his thing.
No, well, you know, it's going to be a year. I might as well go full tilt today.
Right.
But the first one is because, well, we talked about this on Twitter today. This one I'm not playing for, but it's Stevel Juice. Instead of me, he put Moshe Kasher, which is something that happens all the time because of anti-Semitism and glasses, I think.
I know
people always put Moshe on when they're trying to put me on the poster. So, and he's sitting right up front, so I had to show everybody, this guy hates the Jews. He thinks we all look alike. And I look just like Moshe Kasher.
You gotta do a parody song, dude. Because Jacob loves Weezer.
Yeah.
I just burned him with a Weezer lyric.
I love Weezer and I love Moshe Kasher. And I also love.
Loves Weezer.
I love Star Wars too. And this is who I'm playing for, The Empire Strikes Matt. I have to say, I've done Douglas Movies here a few times and I've seen Matt, and we kind of know Matt, he smokes weed with us and stuff. And I've seen this poster every time and I've never picked it. And I've thought, like, to myself, if he's there again with the same fucking one, I'm going to take it. And there he was, so I took it.
Yeah. Persistence pays off.
Yeah.
Way to go, Matt.
And I think I'm Luke. You're Lando, actually. Not you, Mike. Doug is Lando in this case.
I'm Lando?
And I'm... I don't know who I am. A stormtrooper or something. I'm Leia. Of course. Because of all the drugs and plastic surgery.
That's a real painting that he put those faces on.
Yeah.
So don't ruin it.
There's a frame and everything. It's an actual canvas.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, it says date of manufacture 11/15 on the back, so I don't think he actually painted it.
But it also says
somebody.
Maybe that's a shithead.
A machine painted it.
Don't say who the shithead is.
Yeah, we know not to say the shithead. Is there a shithead on
it? I don't even know.
No, there's not a shithead. It just says carb phase 2. So I wonder if that's a science project that has created this experiment that we have in front of us.
Well, don't you have a shithead on there, Matt? You have such confidence in Jacob?
I don't think I
need one. He doesn't need one.
Don't jinx it.
It's exciting.
Well, if we can use Moshe's shithead if we need to. Oh, you had one?
He's got a backup one.
It's a contingency.
Yeah, he's ready. Yeah. Mike?
I didn't see a shit on the back of this one either. I wanted to go to the back because I always think it's important for the guests to go out and get stuff all the way in the back. So I went all the way to the back, but I didn't see one with weed on it. So if you have one back there with weed, I apologize. There was a guy
waving a blunt wrap around. Like
yeah, there was just a dude waving a Dutch Masters blunt wrap around back there, but no action, nothing to put in it. But I did get What We Do in the Shadows, which is not only a great movie, but a solid poster here, except he just changed the chain. It looks like he just changed his name. But it's printed out. It's very fine fine print. It's high-quality paper.
He changed a letter, literally.
Very expensive. Changed a letter. Looks like some sort of billboard ad or something.
Yeah, people involved in that movie have been on this podcast, so I'm very, very excited.
It's a great movie, and they're making a sequel. Yep. I believe it's called Werewolves. Or Werewolves. Werewolves is what it's called. Werewolves.
Yes, I'm in.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Ngayo?
Yes.
What do you got there?
Kaylee Driver.
This is perfect.
All you need is one killer sack. Doug, you're double cast in this film as Kevin Spacey and Aisa Gonzalez.
Well, yeah, it was probably her first, and then, you know, the scandal came out and they had to recast Spacey.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So then I got in there.
Kaylee put herself in there pretty good, and I'm low-key bummed that I'm not Jamie Foxx or John Hamm, so... Next time. It's okay. I still picked it.
Yeah, you're just talking about
Screeching
it.
Halt.
Yeah, you're just talking about it.
Have you considered Amway?
All right, so that's who they're playing for. I got a series of games worked out and hopefully some time to do it. Is anybody in a rush to get out of here tonight? You got work tomorrow or do you have the week off?
Nope.
All right. Well, okay. Let's just see how late the lights stay on. let's play a game. I want you guys to take turns naming every movie ever made. Go.
Wings.
All right, we're starting early.
The
I
one
like
with
it.
The train.
All right, you're out. That's awful early. It's a terrible.
The Great Train Robbery.
Terrible thing that happened
the
to you.
Galloping but, horse.
Wait, I don't know if that's what it was called. It may have had one in it, but.
The Lumiere brothers train thing, or did you mean the D.W. Griffith train thing?
No, I meant the Lumiere brothers. No, of course.
That's actually
the
called
superior train film.
That's actually called the thing with the train, though. You're right.
In fact, I think the other film was so bad it ruined the Lumiere brothers version for me. I grew up watching Lumiere brothers, and
wow.
All right.
This is like deep film school.
It's great
nerd
to be
stuff.
Here. It's great to be here between two titans of this game. Right in the tip of the taint.
The first game we're going to play is a little something called Alex's, Jason and Deb's IMDb game. I'll start reading off the top four of somebody's IMDb page, and then as soon as you want to buzz in with your own name, or another word if you want to choose a different word other than your own name, because some people think a shorter word is easier to say. Mike, you're the only one-syllable person on the panel.
Hepatitis.
That's what you want to say every time you buzz in, because you have to pick something and stick with it, which is the tagline for hepatitis. It's the advertising slogan. You know, you get bonus points for each additional movie you can name that person was in their top four. And we've got three rounds and a tiebreaker if necessary. And this game only determines who goes first in the next game, so no pressure. Although I know Jacob likes to win every game.
As well he should.
Points it out whenever it happens.
Just at the Gramercy in New York, where I've never lost a game.
See, that's what I'm talking
NBD.
About. And this is, of course, just between the people on stage. No yelling out. And I'm talking to myself as well.
And the guy sitting next to Chad. Or, no, wait. Whatever.
Who's best known for on IMDb starts with the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Mike.
A lot of people in that, Mike. You're taking quite a chance here. Negative 1 point if you're wrong.
Right out of the gate, I'm going to go for the glory. Ray Fine.
That is incorrect.
All right. Give him a shot.
Yeah. With that narrowed down, that it's not Ray Fine, so either you guys want to jump in?
I'll wait for one more.
All right. Jurassic Park. Oh.
Jacob. Jeff Goldblum.
That's more like it. Yes, yeah. Jeff Goldblum.
I knew that.
Now Jacob gets to try to guess two more Jeff Goldblum joints.
Okay, let's go with the Jurassic Park, The Lost World, or The Lost World, Jurassic Park, however that goes.
Sure.
Okay, and Independence Day.
They went with The Fly.
One of my favorites.
Great movie.
My favorites.
Yeah, and Independence Day, so that's one more point for Jacob. Yeah. Okay, you got this, Mike. Round two starts with Reservoir Dogs.
Ungayo.
Oh, man, that is a risky move.
Let's yeah, it
see
is.
What you got.
Harvey Keitel.
That is correct!
That's, wow.
Well done, well done.
This gentleman over here toasted you. I love that.
Here's to you, Ngayo.
All right, so you can guess three more points if you get named three more Harvey Keitel joints. I'm going to need some more sake soon.
Bad Lieutenant.
Two more. Comma, it's not the.
Oh. The one with the thing where he's the. No
yes,
Way
yes,
Out.
Yes. No Way Out, okay.
Oh.
I don't fucking know. He got kicked off of Apocalypse Now.
You don't have a third one?
Well, I will in a minute. It's probably not on there because, you know, obscureness or whatnot. Fucking the movie that she'll be. Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Big one.
Yeah. His number two, according to IMDb, is the Grand Budapest Hotel. And then, I apologize. Number two is Bad Lieutenant, so you get a point for that. Then Grand Budapest, and finally, Pulp Fiction. So that is two more bonus points for Ngayo, who's in the lead now with a total of three against Jacob's two, and thanks for joining us, Mike.
I went for the glory and I didn't get any of it.
This is funny because Jacob mentioned this and how much he loves it. Who's best known for starts with Spider-Man? Oh, Ngayo might be poking around. No? Nothing? Okay, the second title.
Ngayo.
Oh, he's going for it.
Kirsten Dunst.
No! Wow, that's a great break for Jacob.
I tried. Well, Mike might have a chance.
Now you're back down to two. No, it's a great break for Jacob. I'm looking at the numbers. It's his to fuck up. But you never know. No, I know. The third title. The Fault in Our Stars.
That's the second or the third?
Oh, I apologize. The second.
That's the second.
Second title, third most popular film.
Got it.
Third one.
R2-D2.
But the second one actually is the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fault in Our Stars is a movie, young adult novel kind of movie that you guys didn't watch. Don't know what kind of awesomeness was in it.
My daughter loves
it. I'll give you the fourth title for 1 point.
Can I chime back in?
No.
Damn it.
Shadow of the Vampire. Spider-Man, Grand Budapest Hotel, Hoopadest Dobell, Fault in Our Stars,
well,
Vampire of the Vampire. Vampire.
I have a
Vampire of the Vado. Chipotle. Any guesses, you two?
I have a face in mind, but I can't remember his name.
Oh, shit.
I can't think of anyone that's in all those movies.
That's in Spider-Man?
I didn't see The Fault in Our Stars.
Grand Budapest Hotel, Fault in Our Stars. And that he played like an old a writer who the hero of the movie is dying, and she really wanted to meet him, and then she met him, and he was a total dick.
All right, Mike,
dick.
Mike. Is it Willem Dafoe?
That is correct. Yeah, see, Mike is back at zero, so I was wrong about you, Mike. But you're out for the tiebreaker, Mike. Sit this one out because
right.
Ngayo and Jacob each have 2 points. Whoever gets in first with the correct name is going to take this game. Who's best known for starts with Hannah?
Jacob.
Who is it?
I hope I do it right. Saoirse Ronan.
Close enough. Saoirse Ronan. That is right. You win.
Hey, something cool. The guy from the bellboy, wasn't he in? He was Flash in Spider-Man Homecoming, too.
That's right.
Tie in.
Yeah.
That's
that guy's right. Good. I like that guy. Brooklyn, Atonement, and the Lonely Bones. Lovely Bones. Lonely Bones. Well, you know, when you bury a body, his bones are going to be lonely.
And Lady Bird.
Yes.
Great Lady Bird.
Which that hasn't made her top four yet.
No, it will.
I think it will. I think she's definitely, well, can't say definitely, but very strong Oscar, at least an Oscar nomination.
I hope it wins. Such a good movie.
Yeah, it might win something. It might win like screenplay. Greta Gerwig did a great job directing and writing it. It's just a little, you know, small for Oscars. But, you know, Moonlight was a pretty small movie, and Lady Bird just passed over Moonlight for now it's the highest grossing A24 movie. With like 28 million or
they're
something.
Crushing it.
Yeah, they're good. Can't wait to find out whoever's in charge did something bad.
The A stands for assault. That's a joke, you guys. Still please hire me.
The A actually stands for Al Franken in A24, a lot of people.
Al the Eagle. Let's play ABCD's Nuts! I gotta give respect to not only you know, you guys for being here tonight during the holiday taint, but also just the expression holiday taint. So we are gonna spell holiday taint. We'll start with you, Jacob, then we'll go to Mike and then Ngayo, and the first letter for you, obviously, is H. There might be a theme.
Okay.
And just name any movie that begins with the letter H, and if you match what I wrote down, you automatically win this game. And I'll be so happy because I think we're a little behind schedule.
If it's not this, it fucking should be. How about Home for the Holidays?
That is correct.
Yeah! Wow.
You're literally home for the holidays right now.
Well,
we got to keep going. That's stupid. But let's just try it. Let's see. I'll change it to Jacob. I'm going to change the rules of the game. I know you love this sort of thing, but you're no Sam Levine. you don't get as squirmy as he does. The person who gets the most matches is going to win this game. I still think you'll win, Jacob. The next letter is O to Mike.
I'm just going to go with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Office Christmas Party.
Okay.
El Ungayo.
Close, so close.
These are all, if you haven't figured out, these are all movies that take place on or during the beginning or end of the holiday taint.
I knew Little Drummer Boy. I went with my guess. Go ahead. Know.
Little Drummer Boy?
Sure.
No, Less Than Zero. Jacob,
makes
I...
Makes more sense.
Iracle on 34th Street.
Iracle?
Yeah. I don't have an eye, and I know you want to keep the game moving, so...
I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Good one.
Jason Taylor Thomas?
Mike. D.
Or Justin Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan, oh my God, that you had took three guesses and that people corrected you. I'm ashamed for everybody.
I'm really supposed to know that?
No, and they're not supposed to. Nobody should know that or care. D is your letter, Mike.
I'm going to go with what used to be the greatest Christmas movie of all time until everybody, including my mom, figured that out. It's called Die Hard.
That's right, Die Hard. You got one.
1-1.
Ungayo, A.
Ant-Man's Christmas Extravaganza.
Wow, you got one word right. A Christmas Story.
Oh, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah. Jacob, why?
We ask that a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Why, Jacob? Why?
Jacob, why?
Why not? Why not, Doug? Why not?
Why him? Don't, you know what? I don't want you to hurt your brain. I wrote down, you know what? I can't think of any movies.
I was going to go
with why.
I was going to go with You're a Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a tough
You're
one.
A Christmas. You're a Christmas.
T, Mike.
I'm going to go with a holiday classic called Tinseltown. Is that a holiday movie? Okay.
I said The Poseidon Adventure.
Okay, great.
There's got to be a morning after.
If you could sing the theme song to each of these, I'd appreciate it. Give a nice variety feel to the whole thing. A.
Almost said it.
A Christmas Story 2.
Oh, no. A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay, this is where Jacob takes it home. You got this.
But I already bailed on an eye. Hold on.
What do you mean you bailed on it?
Well, last time I did the Iracle thing because I didn't have an eye. But I knew both of his A's. I would be...
Takes place around the holidays.
I didn't know I had two.
In Bruges. Is that a holiday movie?
No. You know what it is? It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, fuck. That's huge.
We're going to have That's a huge. Good life.
All right. So this is... Mike's going to take this, I think, because his letter is N.
If there's an obvious one, it's not coming to me, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
Not coming to me.
You can't think of the N-word, huh?
Yeah. It's probably the right thing to do at the right time to do it.
Doesn't come as easily as for you, Jacob. Nutcracker, the holiday classic, O Holy Night of the Living Dead.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Full title. I also would have accepted... The very obvious New Year's Eve.
We suck.
Yeah. No, but you know, have one more chance, Ungayo. The letter
tie
T.
Tie it up.
The letter T?
Uh-huh. I'm just going to give it to you. It's the.
I figured that part out.
Now.
I got it.
The rest of the words are.
The Polar Express.
That's right.
Wow!
Three-way tie.
Well done.
Dear American Comedy Company, may I please have another Tito's and soda? Regular size, I will transfer to the socket cup myself.
I'm getting very good at it. You need like a little ladle.
It is a ladle. Just dip it in. It'd
be like a Tito's tea ceremony.
In all the time you've done the show, have you ever had D's Nuts hit three times? I can't think of... Three times on D's Nuts.
That's a different show.
Well, yeah, also, the game ends when somebody gets it right. So.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
That game started off really, really good for me, but by the end, I just felt like I was getting smacked in the face by D's Nuts.
All right, let's remind you of the hashtags. You're off of Sirov, Scram Shram, and bet you never heard that, and Ngayo's is Goodbye, Ngayo.
Get high, though, with Ungayo.
But send me your actual opinions with those hashtags. Don't just use the hashtags, because I won't know whether you're saying keep them or lose them. And it basically, it's just Jacob. I'm just joking around.
This is
like
Guy O stays high though.
It's like putting yourself on hot or not or something. It's just like this is a real recipe for my self-esteem to suffer.
I think it's gonna be like a fucking classic Christmas movie where you're gonna wake up tomorrow and there's so many presents under the Twitter tree.
It's a Kwanzaa miracle.
Yeah. Finally.
We could probably use a few more. Look who's never mind.
Why is Kwanzaa so, like, why are you one of the, you know, like, why?
Because it's not for, it wasn't designed.
Right, but why do we know so much about Hanukkah but so little about Kwanzaa?
Because Kwanzaa was invented in 1983.
Shit, they both have answers.
1966.
Oh, okay.
Kwanzaa's a much younger holiday.
It's too new.
Hanukkah's been around thousands of years.
Yeah. Okay.
Or hundreds. Thousands.
That's a great explanation.
Thank you.
And but
I wrote
it
myself.
Do you think Kwanzaa's going to catch on?
It has.
Yeah?
Just because you don't do it doesn't mean that it's not cool.
I will say there's a lot of Kwanzaa stickers in the Instagram stories.
You can get Kwanzaa Hallmark cards. So if Hallmark says it's cool, then fuck it.
Oh, at those stores that are all closing?
Yep.
Thank you. I'm taking the... let's hear it for the wait staff here at American Comedy Company.
Yes. Leave them extra money. We're cutting into their basketball time right now.
Let's play. Last Man Standing.
Dun, dun, dun. Last Man Standing.
Was very happy. Where's that going?
I don't know. Right. I just kind of started. I hope someone would...
Yeah.
Catch on.
All right. Well, this isn't a sing-along. But this is the final determining game of the evening. Since Jacob was the leader going into that game and it was a three-way tie, he is still the leader. But we're going to go to Ngayo and then to Mike. And there's a gentleman in the audience... named Matt_Diamond. So this doesn't seem fair now.
It doesn't seem fair at all.
You chose his name tag, but you know, that's your fault.
That's how it
for
goes.
Choosing it. It often happens this way. Matt says he's got a Last Mash Stanton. Two names that mash together. Yeah. And I'd like to hear them now, Matt. Steve Martin Scorsese. So the films of those two.
Okay.
Yeah, so Steve Martin.
I got some shit for you. I'm ready for this one.
I mean, you know, Martin has acted and Steve has directed. So, you know, basically all their films are on the line. Nothing that, like, Martin Scorsese produced counts. It has to be he's either
directed.
In it or directed it. And
in it.
Just to make this super interesting.
Let's put some money on it.
That's what I was going to say. I'd like $100 from each of you. No, where is Jeff Calute? Calute? Oh, Mamadena, Zabada.
Melia.
Oh, look, they're holding up a baby tiger. Lion. Fuck, I ruined that one.
Hey, I thought the Tiger King
the
was just
Tiger
as,
King.
Was just as good. The Indian version.
I like the Tiger King. They lift up the baby, drop it, and it bounces around. So,
their heads are made of rubber and their tails are made of springs.
How do you say your last name?
Calouette.
Calouette. Oh, okay. I thought it might be something like
what
that.
What did you just call us?
Jeff Calouette also wrote to me today saying he has a name for Last Man Standing, like a regular name. But we've never played one with... Holy shit, can I have several more? Oh, these are for these guys? Yeah, he doesn't want the lime anyway. Just get right to all that good cranberry. How's the UTI, buddy?
It's clearing up. It's better than when the show started.
Really? They really did bring me an extra one?
Enjoy your walk.
Super onto it. You just hold it, Mike.
I like fucking Neil Hamburger. I'm holding five glasses right now.
Can't just pass this drink around. It's how you get hepatitis.
What? What is that?
I guess
what did Santa get Paris Hilton for Christmas?
Damn.
It's my Neil Hamburger.
They brought
impression.
Me two of them in two different size glasses because they thought, you know, Doug clearly has issues with sizes.
Clearly, it's like drunk Sesame Street. This is
can't
tiny.
Make up his mind.
Doug, listen, size matters not.
Caluette?
That's why you like that movie so much.
Did I yep. say it right? Caluette? Okay. For anybody who wants to follow him on Twitter, it's C-A-I. No one's going to bother.
That's not how you spell
it. I will if you vote for me, buddy.
Oh, shit. He'll follow you back if you vote for him. C-A-I-L-L-O-U-T-T-E. And you have a suggestion. Just one name. What's the name you're bringing to the table? Amy Adams, you son of a bitch. Be careful with that if you get her confused with...
I got plenty of Steve Martin
people.
Scorsese.
Yeah.
I got all of those.
Who do you get her mixed up with? Isla Fisher. Oh, Isla Fisher. I like people who say Isla, though, with the confidence that you said it.
Steve Martin Scorsese Adams.
Oh.
Buscemi Adams?
I don't know.
No.
Steve all Buscemi right. Adams.
So you guys...
That's next week.
You guys, we're going to go fast because you got a lot of things to choose from between Amy Adams, Steve Martin, and Martin Scorsese. Or as Zach Galifianakis calls him in Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Martin Scorsese.
That's the Italian way to say it. It's mozzarella.
Yeah.
It's a... You know,
I think he got away with it because the takes were so long, and they were like, "We're not going to do the whole thing over again because he said Martin Scorsese weird." All right, Jacob, I'm okay. not even going to write him down. I'm just going to remember with my brain area.
I know I get competitive on the show today, but I would sometimes I can be overly competitive. I'd like to say it's good to be on with you guys. You're all good fellas. I thought I'd start the thing on the first thing.
Yeah, get that show-offy thing going. Now I wish I was in.
You started that thing.
I know. Well, maybe some of my guests did too. But, Ngayo?
I'm glad you're not treating us like we're a bunch of dirty, rotten scoundrels.
Yeah! Amy Adams classic.
Mike?
The first movie I'm going to name is Father of the Bride.
Okay, we'll come back to you in a little bit for the next one.
My sentence.
Jacob.
Man of Steel.
All right. Yeah. Ngayo.
The Jerk.
Mike.
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
All right. You guys each have a lifeline too, by the way, your name tag. You got to go to Matt there, Jacob. Not now.
Not now, no.
When you choose to. Yeah.
This one's kind of a gamble. Casino?
I hate you so much. Ngayo.
Roxanne.
Roxanne.
That's right. Keep that guy away from my cocaine.
All right, there's only one person in this room that does cocaine, apparently.
Or
no,
seen
I just,
the movie.
I was taking a sip. I would have cheered.
But that one guy went crazy for it.
Oh, you mean the guy I'm hanging out with after the show?
Yes. Where are we?
Mike's
Random. No, the American Comedy Company. Trick question. Mike.
A few years ago, I was living in LA, and it was right around Christmas, and I was walking home, and as I was walking home from the improv theater up there, there was a couple of dudes who were speaking in Eastern European accents, and they were fighting on the street, and they were fighting in front of us, and me and another dude, just that we didn't know each other, we were standing on the street, they were fighting, and we walked over, and we had to break them up, and we were like, guys, stop fighting, stop fighting, and they were like, we're brothers, and we're like, well, your mom would not be happy about what you're doing here right around Christmas, like, stop fighting on the street, and they went back, their clothes were all torn up, and we got them to break up, and they went home, and that is my L.A. story.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, I think they said it best at the end of Smokey the Bandit. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Do you know how many planes, trains, and automobiles I could have taken while that story was happening?
The Last Waltz.
Yes. Concert film.
That's a gangster.
You guys didn't like my story. There's a bunch of jokers up here. It's like the Muppet movie.
Okay.
Did Scorsese direct it?
That's a Scorsese movie. Yeah, yeah.
No
yeah.
shit?
Yeah, no, that's
Steve
true.
Steve Martin was in the Muppet
Moving
movie.
Moving right along.
Would you like to smell the cap?
Oh, that's
but
right.
Wait, I think you went out of order. Did Mike go out of order? I think it was in
Well, maybe.
It doesn't matter.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, Mike was third in this game.
Okay. So it's back on me?
Yeah.
I can't think of a joke, so Mean Streets.
Yeah, just do it.
Mean Streets. All right. Starving Harvey Keitel from the Grand Budapest.
The Pink Panther.
You know, they filmed the Mean Streets in New York.
In the Mean Streets of New York?
And down here in the gas lamp, they filmed the Peace Streets.
In New Orleans.
Is there a Peace Street? I know there's letter streets, L, and no P. It doesn't get to P. Because that would be really horrible.
In Atlanta, they filmed the Lean Streets.
Smell like pee. What's that?
I said in Atlanta, they filmed the Lean Streets. But you, hey.
Hey.
Percocet.
Hey.
Molly Percocet.
All right.
Oh, that's what I forgot to do. I had Percocet.
And the car had a blend
in it. Whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Okay, Mike.
Did we say Raging Bull?
Oh, good choice.
Yeah. I mean, now you did.
There you go.
Jacob?
I mean... The king of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scorsese classic.
Yeah, since...
That's a good choice.
Yeah. Mgayo?
Was it Sergeant Bilko?
Yeah. Wow.
I know. I'm weird.
This one is super, super obscure. I can't remember if Scorsese directed or not. It's called The Godfather?
He was not the director.
He did not direct.
It's not really obscure.
But Amy Adams played the baby.
Do you want to use your lifeline, Mike?
Is that in the right? Chad, what do you got?
Oh!
Cheaper by the Dozen. Steve Martin. Classic Steve Martin.
All right,
film.
Cheaper by the Dozen. You got saved temporarily.
I didn't know you could
I don't
use...
feel good for your chances now, though.
You can lose. I didn't know you could use the lifeline after you guess it
after
correctly.
After you failed spectacularly?
Yeah, no worries.
Well, he seemed shocked by that information, so maybe he knows something we don't know.
Is it, so
your
on,
turn.
On me? Okay.
Yeah.
Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah.
Parenthood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Steve Martin.
Enchanted is a great flick.
Yeah, Amy
Starring
Adams.
Starring Amy Adams. There you
yeah.
go.
There you go.
There's two things I want to say, and I'm really torn. I feel like the man with two brains.
Somebody said, fuck yes.
It's a good fucking movie.
Yeah, fuck yes.
Pennies from Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The Three Amigos.
Oh. Yeah. Mike's back in it. Jacob.
All of Me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
back
one.
In bowl. Back in bowl.
Back in bowl. Miss Cutwater. I will now reveal to you the movie, which contains either Amy Adams.
Steve Martin.
Or Steve Martin.
Or the great
Martin
director
Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese.
Yes. And the movie that I will reveal to you in this moment will be known as Pink Panther 2.
Whoa.
Is that what it's, is that full title?
The Pink Panther 2, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob, I mean Mike, sorry. Mike.
Did we say The Jerk yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say a movie starring Amy Adams. No, I've been writing him down.
He's Sam Levine-ing it.
Oh. I'm Sam Levine, exactly.
Oh.
I'm gonna say a movie that I think Amy Adams is in called Leap Year.
Yep.
There you go.
You can only watch it once every 4 years though.
I remember it's about
that's
Ireland
plenty.
And
plenty.
She has red hair. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's what?
Jacob.
What'd you say?
That's plenty of times to watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about The Aviator?
How about it?
Never saw it. Don't know.
Ungayo.
Hey, Kaylee.
Oh, what, he's going to his lifeline.
What's this is the one great. Where Amy talks to aliens and shit?
What?
Arrival.
Okay, wait, now you got the whole audience yelling it out, so let's not do that anymore, you guys.
Thanks, Kaylee.
But at least Kaylee said it.
She said Kaylee said it.
Yeah.
Arrival.
Yeah, but as soon as you start looking into the crowd going, what was that movie? People, now we get to yell out. That's how it works. That's why Alex Kaylee Trebek doesn't let the contestants ask the audience.
That's why.
That's one of the reasons why. Where are we at? Mike. Jacob. Mike. Sorry,
it's me.
Mike.
Martin Scorsese did a movie
Mike.
With Nicolas Cage and ambulance called Bring on the Night.
What?
No, Bring on the Night?
No.
Bring
with
the Night?
Who with what?
No, that's John Landis.
Okay.
With Jeff you guys Goldblum are, and Michelle
okay,
Pfeiffer?
Stop talking. I will say whether an answer is right or wrong, and then I will not add more information to help the other players later on in the game. Mike is out. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you very much. I did my best.
Good job,
Feel
Mike.
Feel good about it.
My best wasn't good enough. All right. Jacob?
In honor of our fallen comrade, Mike, Waking Up the Dead is the movie he's thinking of.
Ah, there you go. That's right. You're right.
That is also incorrect. You are out.
No, it's not.
It is. Ngayo.
No shit.
No, it's...
I think
What'd
I know what it is.
Well, then, but then I should be able to go to my lifeline.
What'd you call it?
I said Waking Up the Dead.
Yeah, you did.
But I should be able to go to my lifeline.
All right.
If he did.
But it's your last episode of the show forever.
I don't need the lifeline. I actually don't need the lifeline. I don't need the lifeline now, but I'll use it because I have to get out of this pickle.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, I only let Mike do it because he wasn't really... like.
Oh, do you not want me to do it? I'll be. But I can
you
do
know what I mean. Like, it's more fun when somebody like you gets it wrong. Then when sure. a nice guy like Mike, he gets it wrong. It's
right,
sad.
Okay. Yeah, no, nice.
Well, I had so many
when
more.
When you get it wrong, it's fucking hilarious.
True. I just had a lot. I have a lot more things to say. So, and a lot more movies.
All right, keep going. But you know, Ngayo has a right to take this before the council.
Okay, I've been in that situation. You could give me one just to say you did it.
How about this? How about this? Matt has to give me the actual correct title of the movie that Jacob was trying to say. Wait, what? He said Waking Up the Dead. You can't tell him what to do, and you're wrong again. You're digging a deeper wrong hole while thinking what? You still deserve to be in this game.
Jake knows all I about think I do the wrong hole.
Why? Because I let him have a pass?
Wake up the dead?
No. It's not Wake Up the Dead. But what did you give him anyway?
Baby Mama.
Baby Mama. Okay. Ngayo?
Oh, fuck. Oh. Okay. I'm probably going to have to do a different one, but there's the one that I wanted. It's right there.
Use your microphone voice.
No.
There was one that he wanted.
It was right there. It's right there. Fucking what's her name's in it and the stuff and the guys in it with the thing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. See, yeah. It's pretty easy.
It's got the guy.
The Spanish Prisoner.
Ooh.
Oh, you did it.
It's a good one.
Sorry.
Mammoth for the win.
Yeah, you gotta love Rebecca Pigeons in that show. You have this weird drinking problem right now, Doug. Physics, gravity.
It's just hard to pour it into my sake cup when there's way too much ice in the initial drink.
It's like a sobriety test.
I gotta get it with like low ice. But it's still fun to spill all over everything.
It's always hard to pour out of those glasses. They're designed not to.
They're designed to drink out of.
Right, which doesn't involve pouring something into something else at all.
It's a different
way.
The seal is different.
It was Francis Ford Coppola directed The Godfather.
Yeah. Who says Coppola?
And who gets applause for saying that at all?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coppola.
Aren't we a bunch of film nerds?
Did I win?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. No, Spanish Prisoner got you to remain in the game, but we're back to Jacob, who still has plenty more answers.
Shutter Island.
Yeah, there you go. So now we're back to a few minutes of watching Ngayo think.
The Island of Dr. Moreau?
Which one of those people was involved with that?
Scorsese?
No.
A young Amy Adams was a little gross dude.
I would like to change my answer.
John Frankenheimer.
To Wake the Dead.
What's that?
Wake the Dead?
Oh, my God. No.
Sorry, no, Kaylee. No, I tried.
No. All right. Well, so we got there eventually. It was ugly, but we made it. And I'm proud to say that, you know, on his final show, our winner is Jacob Siroff.
I wanted that for Matt. He's had that sign so many times. He's had the same name tag so many times.
Do you want to try to, can you give these bags to Matt? Can you pass them over to him? He's pretty close there, and you can help him out and give him his name tag back. There's no shithead in the back of the Chados. What we?
No, I don't think so.
We live in the Chados. So what's your shithead, Chad? Okay. And that's an obvious one, I guess. And, but... Kaylee Driver, she put one on there, so that's nice. Oh, I think this is the same. This is a common shithead. I mean, it's more specific, but anyway.
A commonly specific.
Yeah. I'd say what did we miss, but we missed a thousand different... I said I would, but we're not going to do that. Dying to scream out at us. There's so many titles we missed. It's not. There's no reason for anybody to be embarrassed. It's a shush it. Or are you? This guy suddenly wants to play tag. Catch me if you can. Dude, I'm doing a show right now, but I will fucking tag you later.
Not it.
Ngayo, what do you got to plug, buddy?
January 3rd, Wind River. Oh, let's start again. New Year's Eve, Punchline Sacramento, both shows. January 3rd, Wind River Casino. January 11th, the Ashkenaz in Berkeley. February 1st and 2nd, International Cannabis Business Conference, San Francisco. Follow me on the stuff, Ungayo 420.
My stupid antics with all the... all the... My drinking over
you
here.
You ruined
Jacob.
The artwork.
I ruined your.
Oh no!
On my last show, you ruined my 7-year-old son's art, Doug.
Douche loves movies.
Yeah, Blur loves movies.
Here you go, Matt. Right into his hands. I'm telling you. Stay with it if you don't think you have skills. You might get lucky.
I'll have him do you another one.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that one. Because it's just my face. It's the only part that got all messed up. What do you got to plug, Mike Schramm? First of all, great job, Mike Schramm.
Thank you very much.
First time guest.
Thank you. Appreciate you being so kind to me. Come out and see us at Finest City Improv. It's up at the Lafayette Hotel. We do great shows there Thursday through Sunday. Thursday through Sunday every single week. So come out and see some improv. And I'm very excited to tell you this is a premiere for Doug Loves Movies audience. I'm working on a new site with a couple people. It's a brand new site about marijuana and news, reviews, all kinds of stuff. It's called TheElegantStoner.com. It's up and available now. It's going to be opening in January, but it's called TheElegantStoner.com. Check it out for a bunch of different fun news and bits about smoking weed.
Okay. Like the sound of that.
Yes, and?
It's a great
sound. It's an improv dig. Improv. Comedians hate improv. It's a thing.
Having fun with improv. Ungayo?
I did mine.
You want to do mine?
Yeah.
New Year's Eve at the Punchline Sacramento.
I just feel like it's best for Jacob to just leave quietly.
January 3rd.
Without a final word. Just silently slink off into the weird green room with the big door.
Hashtag Saran. Leave. I don't know. Okay. Wait.
All next week at your mama's house. Doing my laundry.
What do you got to plug, Jacob? Give us everything you're doing in the upcoming year.
Oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm going to be appearing on name tags as Moshe Kasher for the foreseeable future. And I will also be at this very club the weekend of St. Patrick's Day. So come back and see me. There. And I'll, yeah.
March.
The weekend. 11. I think it's the 15th, 16th, 17th. It's
March. Okay.
They gave me the whole weekend. Couldn't believe
fantastic.
It. Yeah.
So proud of you.
St. Patrick's Day is on Saturday.
Is it?
So it's 16, 17, 18. Because isn't St. Patrick's Day always on the 17th?
No. Yeah, always the 17th. Yeah. 15, 16, yeah, 17th. Saturday. You're right. It is.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Wait, I know my calendars.
Aztec
quiz
or
me,
Mayan.
1982. Go.
When was St. Patrick's Day, 82?
It was on March 42nd.
The 33rd of February.
What else? That's it? That's your
Yeah,
point?
I'm just going to plug that thing and then my, you know. Oh, and fucking do the hashtag. Do the
yeah,
the
vote him back
vote
on the
me.
Show.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to write to me on Twitter. Say, please have Jacob back. Hashtag, ear off of sear off. If the hashtag isn't in there, I will disqualify your vote. Because we're trying to, you know, get this this thing going. And that would be shorter to just say sear off, but I want to have his proper spelling in there because this is a promotional stunt.
One F. So I have a question. If people, are you just counting hashtags? Because you said earlier that if people said they, you know, there's probably going
to
be a lot of...
I want them to include the hashtag, but I need 500 people to say to me in
don't.
Some form or another, do not, please have
no.
Jacob back.
Okay.
Like,
do
or,
not, please.
Or they could write to me and
Jacob
say,
back.
Please, a year sounds good. Or
I'm having back
you know,
problems.
Maybe let's have some parole, you know, hearings in a year, and let's
double
not rush into
probation.
Bringing him back in a year.
I'm having some major back, you know, which might lead to like some surgery. So maybe a year would be nice. You know?
Okay, well now I don't know what you want now, but
I'm trying to prep myself for a bad result with a positive spin.
I think 500 people are going to come to your side within probably, you know, probably around August. By about August, we'll probably have.
Okay.
Because we're going to mention it on every show until you get there, and hopefully you will.
By
and,
August, you could make 500 people.
Yeah, I think so.
People might just say, you know, vote for it just to get me to shut up about it. And thank you guys so much for being here. Happy Boxing Day in Canada. Happy Kwanzaa. And as always, and we'll see you on Valentine's Day here at American Comedy Company. As always, and I'll see you outside on the street. Trump is a shithead. I think you might get behind this one more, though. The lady with the shitty brindle bully dog at the off-leash park is a shithead. Play that end theme if you don't mind.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Rise of Hope is viewing prowess makes